quack.
Major, major.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrection's on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay on
HoodHype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rapper's a python. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is hype strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the quite storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the man. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay with
HoodHype.com.
Quest. HoodHype.com. Let's go.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
What's hello about, man?
I don't know. I didn't know the mics were on, my bad.
Oh, what'd you say?
Nothing. I just said hello.
Hi, J-Mac.
Good afternoon, my friends.
Surprise your ass, motherfucker. What's good, man? Episode 52 in the motherfucking building, man.
God damn it. I'm glad to have you guys back, man.
You on your solo mission, bro.
That fucking sucked.
No, it wasn't. That it wasn't was that bad, tough. Dog.
P-H-R-O.
Look who's in the house. Let's bury that episode starting today.
Yeah. Shit, we got Fro in the building. What's up,
that's
son?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
What it do, though?
Shit, ain't too much, man. Fucking grinding.
What's happening with you, baby?
Heck yeah. So, oh, man, shit, this show got a little bit of a theme to it, man. We basically talking about hip hop ain't dead, man. And I know the whole phrase hip hop is dead been beaten to fucking death. But basically, what we trying to show is that basically, if shit is done right, man, if shit is well rounded, there's a place in hip hop for all types, even your radio shit.
Might be dead for you, they ain't dead for us.
Exactly, exactly. It's all about fucking balance, and we're going to get into that balance on this episode.
Lots of music.
Heck yeah. We actually going to be talking with homeboy Kane from Opa-locka out of the 305, man. He was the winner from the Miami episode.
Yes, sir.
Big shout outs to him. So, loaded up show for y'all, man. Shit, lots of shit going on in the hip-hop world, too, man. You got fucking Kanye and 50 gearing up. And we're going to get into all of that shit a little bit later. What the fuck else we
O'Reilly.
Got, man? Oh, man. Mr. O'Reilly is at it again.
Hip-hop police.
Appalachian.
Yeah, all kinds of shit.
That dude, man. He just don't stop, man. He just fucking, he got a hard-on for hip-hop,
No,
man.
You know what happened is he did the Cameron. Which one was first, Cameron or Ludacris or Snoop?
Snoop.
All right.
Was it for
real? Whoever it was, he it probably Snoop, saw the Snoop ratings. He saw the ratings and said, oh, shit, this hip-hop thing's getting me some traffic.
Hell yeah.
It's selling me some fucking coffee mugs. I need to fucking do some more.
It is, too, because as much as I hate his punk ass, is when he does shit like this, I ain't gonna front. I pay attention because he talking about the music that I fucking love.
I'm still boycotting Fox 47 or Fox News.
Fox News. Yeah, man.
That's like old dude Jay Smooth said, oh, look, someone's talking about hip-hop on TV again. This is never a good thing.
Hell yeah. They don't ever talk about the good, man. The good gets no coverage whatsoever, man.
No, Nas is a gangster rapper. But here, let's get into a song first.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, shit. As far as the track we about to get into, man, oh, man. Yo, this fucking... The beat on this shit?
Yeah. Wow. What's happening with you, baby?
Heck yeah. This is Brasco. Fire track, man. Episode 52, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling like life been treating me good lately, but I still be talking like
what's down with your baby.
Yeah, and all black and a black on black Mercedes. Hop out on the set like
what's down with your baby.
We ain't getting no money, you must be crazy. We counting stacks like
what's down with your baby.
Yeah, haters still cutthroat and they talking crazy.
you, so I'm clutching my Glock. Right down with you.
When I'm in the hood, women double take all day. No matter if I'm out in Queens or I'm out in the Bay. They be like, he got swag, girl, where he stay? I'm from New Orleans, but Katrina got me out in the A. Been on my grind, so they blowing up my metro phone. From way back home, like Shaggy, you feeling your song. I'm like, why? That's how that's supposed to be. I got the whole Crescent City representing for me. From the back of East Shore all the way to the 3. Cross the canal downtown and y'all rocking with me. A feature here, a feature there, it's more money for me. I chase dough to get cake like Sarah Lee. I'm official with the flow like a referee. I'm trying to hit the full walk like Monopoly. Pop tags, pop bottles, let me pop my collar. When you see me in the streets, all you gotta do is holler. Life been treating me good lately, but I still be thugging like.
What's down with you, baby?
Yeah. In all black and a black on black Mercedes, hop out on the set like.
What's down with you, baby?
Yeah. We ain't getting no money, you must be crazy. We counting stacks like.
What's down with you, baby?
Yeah. Haters still cutthroat and they talking crazy, so I'm clutching my Glock like.
What's down with you, baby?
This is undeniable, so let me plant my flag. I still rock a white tee with a soldier rag. Cop mom's a Land Rover. 18 new Jag, got my girl a Porsche Jeep, nigga, life ain't bad. And women love how I be expressing myself. Them boys trying to get rich and we chasing wealth. Remember when I used to steal beer from out the Exxon? Had a cocaine flu, now I spit the heroin. Stick to the G code, play the game high go. West Indies mixed with a little Creole. And I was raised in the streets of the dirty N.O. Don't make me crack your shell like a hard taco. Clips filled to the max and them tips hollow, and I got an extra clip for whoever follow. Mashing up the air and the wind blew a stack, cause I was counting cash and that's been letting the top
fall. Feeling like life been treating me good lately, but I still be thugging like.
What's down with you, baby?
In all black and a black on black Mercedes, hop out on the set like.
What's down with you, baby?
We ain't getting no money, you must be crazy. We counting stacks like.
What's down with you, baby?
Haters still cutthroat and they talking crazy, so I'm clutching my Glock like.
What's down with you, baby?
Fresh like Dougie with my batteries on. Feeling like I can't lose like a two-headed corn. When I'm on stage, we be getting it on. Get the crowd rocking with the mic in my palm. Do it for the chicks who be putting in work. 40 cal in the holster under their skirt. And I do it for the G's who be calling the shots. Y'all get tickets to the game, we get the whole skybox. Living off experience, like the boys from the locks. So how to flip that money, how to sniff out cops. Everywhere you go, you know somebody be shady. But women always wanna hear me say, baby. Stop me in my tracks when they hear me speak. I'm talking SWV, they get so weak. Panties get wet and it be driving them crazy. Just to hear me holler,
what's down with you, baby?
Life been treating me good lately, but I still be thugging like.
What's down with you, baby?
In all black and a black on black Mercedes, hop out on the set like.
What's down with you, baby?
Yeah. We ain't getting no money, you must be crazy. We counting stacks like.
What's down with you, baby?
Haters still cutthroat and they talking crazy, so I'm clutching my Glock like.
What's down with you, baby?
Damn, man.
I'm doing this for Fro. He told me to clap like this. I'm not allowed to use your clap.
Fuck that clap.
Yeah, Fro don't like the clap, man. What's wrong with the clap, Fro?
He don't like contracting it, nor does he like the sound of it.
That shit lasts too damn long.
Yeah, it's like an hour long clap.
Hold on, let's check. You ready? Hold on.
Got gloves on.
One. Oh,
my bad.
One.
Cut it off.
Two, three, four.
That's an hour.
Five, six.
We had an hour.
Seven.
We had an
eight,
hour.
It's 8 seconds. That's an hour.
8 seconds?
Let's get into the second hour of Hood Hype then.
Soldier Club or something.
So yeah, man. But shit, no, like, shit, doing the track, man, we was talking about the homie Brasco, man.
Yeah.
Dude, and shit.
He's been through a lot.
Some shit. And fucking J-Mac put the fucking notes together.
Hey. You want me to hit on it?
Nah, I mean, shit, yeah. This is, you know, fuck.
He's been, I mean, you read the bio. I mean, the dude
met up with Cash Money, spit some bars for them, and then Baby promised to keep an eye on him.
Didn't.
Fuck, Cash Money, Young Money Records, all y'all New Orleans shit. Y'all fucking, man, sign that, man. That shit was fire. I'm sorry, dog. I don't understand. That dude's spitting heat, and then you see some other bum get signed. Yeah, that shit frustrates me, dog.
No doubt.
For real.
And he was supposed to get the hookup with Suge Knight. Didn't.
Thank God for him.
Yeah, no shit. You don't want to be getting hung 10 stories
you.
Above.
He'll bite you.
He'll bite you, yeah. Beat you. Yeah, shit, fuck
sign
that, man.
In blood.
Then he gets shit on by Katrina.
Yeah, and then had to relocate, Houston, and then eventually landed in the A. So,
yep.
So rough shit, man, but hey, keep doing your thing, because the music is fire.
No doubt.
Fire as fuck.
But the other thing we were talking about during the break,
what's that?
Fro was talking about, was the whole Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, if y'all haven't heard, man, Floyd Mayweather going to be on Dancing with the Stars the new season, man.
I say we replace him with Tyra Banks. So you can see titties.
Oh, replace him. I'll agree with that.
Maybe that.
What's your feeling on it, though? Him being on there. You like
who,
bad
me?
Move?
Yeah. I know you can't see. Major ain't even looking at you.
I want to see that check. If I knew what that check was, I could make a better decision.
You know what, though? I gotta admit.
Like,
that's,
he needs it.
That's a good look for boxing, though, man.
It is, man. It's good. Like, some high visibility. It might actually make people want to pay attention to boxing for a second.
Nah, man. Because what if Oscar did it? I'd be calling him the same straight homo that I'd always do.
Yeah, good point.
So that's true.
To me, I'm not with it.
I've never watched the shit, but I'm gonna watch it now.
Falling off.
Yeah, you missing out, dog. I mean, they be having some dancers, some thick chicks on there. Yeah.
Please, man.
Missing out.
They do, dog. They got a couple.
Like the
I'm not
one
a regular
chick,
watcher, but
like
I've watched a few.
Like that one-legged chick who shit fell. Fly. Didn't it fall off while she was there?
Did it really?
Yeah, it did.
You
could went flying.
You could chip an elephant with it.
That shit was crazy.
I'm
surprised you never seen
No.
Oh, yeah, we had to YouTube that one.
Who was that? Paul McCartney's girl was on there? Or his wife or whatever? Is that
I don't know.
That
see, it's like
an
celebrities.
Angry pirate.
They don't be that fresh.
She's an angry pirate.
Who's the angry pirate?
The one leg chick. Hopping around on the one good one.
See, the only one I watched was, what was the blonde chick from WWE?
Oh, Stacy. Stacy Keebler and long ass legs. Yeah, she's sexy. And then there's a couple other, they're not big name. They're not the celebrities, but they're the dancers that work on the show. A couple of them are thick as fuck.
Yeah,
so, and they be wearing next to nothing.
Yeah, this is a hip hop show. We're talking about Dancing with the Stars. Which you need
Floyd,
to be
talking about bras.
Which is what we do, man.
Fro's already trash, man. He came
in. I can hear it in your voice, dog.
He barely rolled down the stairs, man.
Heck yeah.
I'm still a little. Man, fuck the open bars. I know too many white people.
I never thought I'd hear you say that, dog. Fuck an open bar.
I know too many white people because
we like to get drunk.
And they like to buy our drinks. And open bar is the worst way because I get to go get my own. Oh, man, it's a wrap.
I hear you, man.
So I'm drunk.
I feel it, bro. I feel your pain.
I caught the yellow cab on the way over.
Oh, did you really?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man.
Hey, you sounded believable, too.
He did.
I was like, shit, he must really be fucked up, man. You caught the cab.
You caught public transportation in Michigan? What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Plus, he black, too.
And I got a scooter.
Cabs ain't too easy to catch. Our folks.
You guys are all hung. I'm the only one that's not hung over, man. You
that's
guys need to
life.
Wake
I'm
the
fine,
fuck
dude.
Up.
I'm good. Bro.
Oh, are you?
I'm good. Yes,
oh, okay.
Sir. Yes, sir. I was high and drunk yesterday, and I feel right. And after this next beer right here, I'm going to feel even fucking better, dog. For real.
I'm going to put it out there, though, man. Speaking of nothing, totally off topic, this could probably be the last show we do for a while, considering the schedule, man.
Yeah, I mean,
unless
I don't want
to
say that.
You motherfuckers are ready to start getting up early. On a weekend.
And the morning shows suck.
All you gotta do is come hang out late. And we'd be up early.
Hell yeah, we'd be fucking slurring words.
I'll
and all
come
that
over.
Shit.
I'll come. We'll do this at 3 in the morning.
But for real, man. No. I mean, yeah, that's real talk, though. I mean, scheduling's been crazy, which is probably why y'all wondering, you know, shows been a little bit of delay. And then J-Mac had to do the solo joint. But hey,
you
we're
know,
still trying
tough.
To make it work.
That's
though.
The thing that's been killing me. And I've been blogging about it a lot is, man, it's hard to get feedback from people. I mean, a lot of people listen to this fucking show.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
And then we put out the thing that says, hate it or love it. Real simple.
Fucking 11.
You click a fucking thing and hit vote.
Dudes, don't be scared. Email us, please. We want to know what you'd like. I mean, I welcome the haters. I want to hear if somebody hates the shit.
I like to hear the hype line.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even then,
but
I mean,
shit is like, yo, we got 11 to 1 that said it was hot. So, I mean, definitely we appreciate that. The 11 people that said they feeling it, that's sweet. But, man, fucking way more people than that listen. So, fucking...
I got to be honest, man. Out feedback, of all the man. Shit that we've got, the only one that stands out in my mind is the one dude that called from, like, Traverse City or some shit that said we sounded too mainstream.
He said he sounded like a radio show.
That was it.
Which, I appreciated that.
Yeah, give me more. I mean, because I want to change it. I mean, I told him why we went that route, but, I mean, it's obviously helping us.
Tell him what you really like. Tell him y'all love to listen to LL Cool P.
Yeah.
To my voice.
That's what happens. The listener count drops like a motherfucker when Fro's not in.
No.
He's like, God damn it. Motherfucker, where's Fro?
I need that soothing ear conditioner.
Like part one
pink
of the
lotion for your eardrum.
He's silly.
Wow.
Shit, man. So we was talking about our hip hop ain't dead. We said we need balance.
Yeah.
And in hip hop, man, there's room for your commercial stuff. There's room for your gutter. It's just when.
All right. You know what? Cut out the word commercial. It's like female tracks is what it is.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, that's
so there's
true.
Room for the LL Cool J's and there's room for the fucking, you know.
Exactly. As long Prodigy. As LL Cool J's don't get all the fucking airplay.
Thank you.
That's what it comes down to, man. But right here, this is a trick track that, hey, the listener panel, they was feeling it. I'm feeling it myself, man. This is Bonafide. The name of the track's called Been Around. Shit's hot, man. Check it out, baby. Episode 52.
Yes.
This one. Just for one girl. Oh, you know who you are. Don't trip, baby. I got you. This one right here's for you.
I think around the world, I've seen a lot of girls, but none of them are quite like you. Baby, what it do? I've been around the world, I've seen a lot of girls, but none of them are quite like you. Shawty, what it do?
I just wanna see what it do. I've been around the world, baby, seen a lot of girls, but none were quite like you. Make a player wanna hang up the jersey, I ain't tryna play. I'm looking for wifey material, and you fit the description, baby, just listen. I'ma keep it real with you, ma. I need a shorty that get down in the kitchen, ma. And maybe we can bend the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, hit the mall and shop. Or we can cruise above clouds, head to Jamaica, go ahead and get buck wild, it's on me. Cause I'm feeling your vibe and you need a brother like me in your life. I've been around, girl, I've seen a lot. So you gotta be real to make a play.
I've been around the world, I've seen a lot of girls, but none of them are quite like you.
None of them are quite like
baby,
you.
Baby, what it do?
What it do?
I've been around the world, I've seen a lot of girls,
seen a lot of
none
girls.
Of them are quite like you. Shawty, what it do?
Rush through the line like Marty Lott. When the play seen you in the parking lot. Nah, baby girl, I ain't come to disrespect you. It's just something that I seen made you so special. Nah, I won't impress you with no money. I'm the real type, baby, don't run from me. I'm like R. Kelly, yeah, I love to flirt. Just give me the time and I'll put in the work. And we can do things, whatever you imagine. Call me a miracle worker, I can make it happen. Hey, baby, we can take a trip or cruise on a ship or cruise in my whip, yeah, yeah. This is how the game goes. Step your game up, come and deal with a pro. This is how the game goes. Step your game up, come and deal with a pro.
I've been around the world, I've seen a lot of girls,
and none of
them are quite like you. Baby, what it do?
Baby, what it do?
I've been around the world, I've seen a lot of girls, and none of them are quite like you. Shawty, what it do?
Girls,
I seen a lot of girls,
seen a lot of girls,
like you. Shawty, what it do?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I clapped.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling that track. That's it.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, man. It's like, it remind me of that Puffy, I Need a Girl, the remix shit. Yeah. That song. Yeah. Yeah. With the little guitar, that bling, 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 that type of shit. I'm feeling it. I ain't mad at it, man. From Yakima,
Washington.
Man. What's up? We got a couple, it's like the second or third cat from Washington lately, though.
Yeah.
I wonder what they movement like out there, because all they known for is, for the longest, was Sir fucking Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, what's wrong with him? Anyway,
I laugh right there and say it all.
Bonafide is made up of Young T and LaFonte. They're cousins.
Okay.
So they've been doing it for 10 years, three albums, 10 years.
Damn.
That's good.
Up, yeah.
Check them out.
They should sound real polished, though.
Yeah.
It had a real.
That's what happens when people actually pay for their beats.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't do that, but
no, anyway. They don't want to. But yeah, so, that shit was sounding sweet, man.
You know, you were talking about the top of the show, O'Reilly.
Yeah, fucking O'Reilly, man. He's back at it, man. And this time, I hate having to talk about this fucker, man. But when he say, huh?
No, you don't.
No, I mean, he ain't worth it. But when he say the ignorant shit that he says, man, I gotta let him have it, man.
Nass.
Yeah. So, should we just, cue it up?
Yeah, man.
Well, basically, quick background on it, man. Virginia Tech's having a concert, and on the concert, to welcome students back, they got Nas. And then this dude want to refer to, first he couldn't even get a name right, he calls him Nas.
Yeah, check the deliberate Nas.
Yeah, and then he's going to say.
Everybody was calling him Nas.
And he called Nas, of all people, he labeled him, painted him with the biggest brush, he's a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
As if that's all Nas talks about, which is dumb as fuck, but hey. Yeah, let's cue this shit up.
Fucking Nas.
Thank you for watching us tonight. Insulting the murder victims at Virginia Tech, that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. You're not going to believe this story. When students return to Virginia Tech in early September, there will be a concert starring the Dave Matthews Band. On the program is a gangster rapper named Nas, a man who makes recordings that are as violent as they come. So let's put this into perspective.
Violent.
After 32 human beings were murdered at Virginia Tech, a concert welcoming students back features a guy who traffics in violent lyrics. How disturbing is this?
Traffics.
Joining us now from Cleveland, Bakari Kidwana, author of the book, The Hip Hop Generation. How do you see it, Mr. Kidwana?
I think that he is an artist that is very appropriate. Much of his lyrics deal with how do we heal.
The student newspaper, these are the kids right in his age zone. They say
age zone.
This guy is inappropriate.
Okay, can you pause this?
How do you react?
That's the thing. Does that pause it?
Son of a bitch. Nah.
Oh, okay.
But
the thing that kills me is O'Reilly, first of all, jumps to the newspaper. Does the whole fucking student body write the newspaper? Tell me if do they?
There's three dicks. Yeah,
you.
Just like
you got a little
O'Reilly.
Office full of nerds.
Thank you.
That handle the shit.
Just like him.
Yeah.
So he's hitting the school newspaper.
They say. This guy is inappropriate for the college. How do you react to that?
I think that many of the students on the campus do want him there, and they do think that he is appropriate. I think that
how do you know? Yeah, based on what?
I think that people who listen to the music in its entirety and not pick out cherry pick a specific song.
You dickhead.
They understand what Nas has done. They understand his history.
He called him Nas.
He's not a gangster rapper. He's received awards for his song "I Know I Can," which celebrates children. Quick. And I think that in the song that you guys are highlighting,
I can highlight 15 of them. You're being disingenuous, Mr. Kidwana.
Well, I think that
you know this guy. Even in his personal life, man, he's got a conviction for weapons. All right, he's got a weapons conviction, sir.
I think there's a history of media personalities such as yourself attempting to paint this blanket condemnation of hip hop. Yeah. And I think that to pick out lyrics out of Nas.
How about his gun conviction, sir?
Is a disingenuous way
sir.
Of approaching.
Well, I think.
Go ahead, Mr.
I don't. Let me just say, I don't usually agree with Reverend Al Sharpton, but he is right on target when he says that gangster rappers use as their excuse. Well, I'm only keeping it real, and I'm reflecting the reality. And
he's
he
a
points
jerk.
Out
this house
in his
nigga
recent
they got
statement
on there, man.
That
it reminds me of like
history,
the homicide around the corner.
The kind of songs that were written when we were in slavery did not reflect the reality that we were picking cotton and being beaten. We used music to inspire people to a better future and also to inspire the better angels in us.
All right,
for rappers.
I don't look that, but now we're getting into rap. I don't want to get into.
Okay, that's what I what I love. Man. And they had to take it back to the slavery shit. Well, back in the days, this is the way they used to do music, and that's bullshit to me.
Yeah, dog, man, Roddy can eat a fat dick, man. I swear to God, man. Art is I'm art, sick man. Of this dude, man. The dude just, like you said, dude hit it right on the head. He said, you're trying to paint every rapper with a broad-ass brush. Gangster rapper, as if that's all Nas ever talks about, which is bullshit. Anybody who listens to Nas music know he touches on every subject. Do he got some songs that's violent? Of course he do. But he's got also got songs, like you said, that talk about fucking children, shit that talks about life in general, all kinds of shit.
And
man.
Everybody knows he's the rapper that reads too much.
Man, oh man, oh man, dog.
Or like they say he reads too O'Reilly much, act
like,
say.
O'Reilly act like Nas gonna go to Virginia Tech and perform Shoot 'Em Up. Or like
exactly.
he's going, or like he's gonna go there and open
murder.
Got yourself a gun. I mean, come on, man.
Uchi Wally. Come on,
that dude, man.
All he needs
is something
one
else,
mic.
Man. He's something else. And then that house nigga, I don't know his name, but he should be a fucking shame to himself.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, you know O'Reilly learned his lesson by getting, you can't have two black dudes against him in studio, man. He gets shaky.
No, not two black, especially two black dudes that can freaking, you know what I'm saying, put their words out there and,
I know.
And actually deliver their shit in an articulate manner, especially Dame.
Yeah.
Because Dame was letting his ass have it.
Well, hell, man, Cam and Dame in that interview, that Cam shocked me. I didn't expect him to come out like he did.
Yeah.
Near the end of that interview.
Points,
you got to learn from his interviewing style. Curtis.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to get at you, doggy.
I will not lose.
So once again, man, fuck Bill. The dude.
No.
Yeah, out of his damn mind, bro.
For real.
He's a dick. And the dude was a jerk.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's get into another track. What do you think?
Let's do that.
We got
man.
Too much music today.
We do.
To sit
we got
back
freaking
and fuck around too
eight
much.
Tracks.
Shit, yeah,
I guess
yeah.
we better get the
eight
spinning,
tracks.
Man. This is
have some music,
track
y'all.
Right here, man. Young Blaze.
Yes,
shit is fire.
Here's to the rock.
Be tired and shit, man. I don't know why. You know, maybe because all the shit I've been doing. It's like lately I'm sick and tired, so I'm tired of being sick. And it seems this life has been stressing me as much as it can get. Got a main girl, she always tests my patience. She don't wanna give me none, so fuck it, I just stick to masturbating. For some reason, I know I'm gonna hear laughter. At least it's better than doing that dumb shit like talking 10 minutes after. Now let me see what's popping with my homies. I ask them, let me hold something. Now they tryna act like they don't know me. It's cool, I ain't really gonna trip. Niggas know I'm on the come up when I get mine. Don't ask me for shit. Let me go up to my other girl's house. Maybe she could cook some dinner for a nigga. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I pull up to her crib before I step in. Her mother's staying with her. I don't like her, so I guess it's out the question. Let me take you to the crib and lay it down, cause I'm feeling kinda tired from the day all of this useless running around. It's like lately, I've been feeling tired, feeling lazy. Should I go get a job? But I ain't liking what they paying me. But lately, I don't know, things are just getting crazy. I'm trying to catch a come up from what the society gave me. It's like lately, I've been feeling tired, feeling lazy. Should I go get a job? But I ain't liking what they paying me. But lately, I don't know, things are just getting crazy. I'm trying to catch a come up from what the society gave me. Let me roll up on the block and see what's popping. Them getting money niggas who be standing on the corner steady clocking. I see my boy, I'm like, let's get blazed. He like, nigga, you got some money? I say, skip it, I'm trying to quit anyway. I'm used to having dough and getting papes. I hate this feeling, seems my pocket is looking just like my gas tank. I'm on E, empty, low, got nothing to my name. Should I blame it on society or charge it to the game? A normal job, I'm doing them a favor. Cause if I get an application, all I'm gonna do is waste the paper. Besides, I'm too qualified to work a 9-to-5. Working in somebody's kitchen, coming home smelling like fries. I need something that pays like 90 bucks an hour. Company car, bonus check, and I can set my own hours. Cause really, nigga, that's what I'm needing. Let me take it to the crib and lay it down, cause I'm tired from all this thinking. It's like lately, I've been feeling tired, feeling lazy. Should I go get a job? But I ain't liking what they paying me. But lately, I don't know, things are just getting crazy. I'm trying to catch a come up from what the society gave me. It's like lately, I've been feeling tired, feeling lazy. Should I go get a job? But I ain't liking what they paying me. But lately, I don't know, things are just getting crazy. I'm trying to catch a come up from what the society gave. I wake up like around 1 or maybe round 2:15. But if I had a hectic night, then it's usually round 3. My girl got me pissed off, no food to
on the table. I'm looking at the bills we passed due up on the cable. My girl's at her mother, so I may clean up the house. I move a book, pick up some paper, fix a pillow by the couch. So now I'm looking at the clock, it's about 3:59. I think I'll watch a couple movies just to waste a little time. So now I see the clock, it's round 5:52. I call my nigga homie Rock to try to see what he up to. Get nothing, not an answer. Damn, I'm getting bored. I forgot I got no gas, so I can't roll up to the store. Ain't nothing in the kitchen, so I take a little nap. Now it's 10 past 7, time's flying past that. After all said and done, it's about 11:55. It's been a long ass day, that's why I'm feeling kinda tired.
It's like lately, I've been feeling tired, feeling lazy. Should I go get a job? But I ain't liking what they paying me. But lately, home, them things is just getting crazy. I'm trying to catch a come up from what the society gave me. It's like lately, I've been feeling tired, feeling lazy. Should I go get a job? But I ain't liking what they paying me. But lately, home, them things is just getting crazy. I'm trying to catch a come up from what the society gave me. See, I ain't a lazy nigga, you know. I do things, you know. It's between the thinking and watching DVDs and, you know, watching TV. I'll be cleaning up and shit. I don't really need a job and shit, but, cause, you know, they don't do a nigga right. I think they prejudiced, cause I'm too qualified. So they don't wanna give me $90 an hour. And I ain't selling them for less. Until then, I ain't doing shit.
Exactly. Keep me down.
Hey, I was wondering, you that's listening to this, like, if you hearing this, won't you let a nigga hold something, man? Let me hold like $10 or something, man. You know what I mean? You can send it to 125 Broke Nigga Way, P.O. Box 122-16.
Hoodhype.com.
Yo, time to do it again.
Mastermind Entertainment. 180. Leader of the next movement. Come on.
Let's go.
The truth is, all these little boys is ridiculous. Claiming to be MCs and ain't even as ill as us. I'm sick of the simplicity of all wordplay. But from this point on, we don't hear nothing you say. One, A.D., your mastermind general. Train my brain again to produce infinite material. Whether I say your name or make the diss subliminal. Anybody that's been on this track before me was pitiful. Take it how you want to, serious or jokingly. Either way, it doesn't matter because you still can't fuck with me. Point blank, period, that's the end of that discussion. Keep talking if you want to, I'ma be getting a head buzz and all that. Dudes slapping their jaws, but as soon as things go down, they calling the laws.
That's okay,
approach me and I'll laugh in your face. If you don't know by now, I can show you your place. Because, plain and simple, you can't stop my shine. I'm a heavy hitter on the mic, mind for mind. If you have trouble hearing me, adjust your alpine. Or realize you're just too stupid to understand my rhyme. Y'all make no sense, grown man still growing up gang signs. 30 years old acting like it's 1995. It's a shame to constantly witness reverse progress. That's why we're toward the future and being the best. It's funny to talk big and never shut the fuck up. Quicker to pull your guns than standing up or up. You dudes are so simple, I'm done wasting my breath. Stingy with it, so after me it ain't no next.
Can I get a hook?
That shit right there was a quick one, dog.
And a fade out, too?
Hell yeah. Shout out to 180, though. I like the track, yeah, man. Got that NFL feel to it, man.
Well, the name of the track's NFL.
Yeah, I mean, eat that, yeah. You're an asshole. He sniped me on that one. Hell yeah. I got your back, fucker.
They're out of Washington, too.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I don't know.
Washington doing it up.
What's fucked up is they're originally from Omaha, Nebraska. That's what got me, man.
Yeah, that's different.
How
that's
often?
Real different.
Wow.
And shit, you don't ever hear. I mean, has there ever been a rapper from Nebraska?
Not that I remember.
Me neither, dog. I think that's the freaking first, dog.
Yeah, that's off their album, Ill Official. Wow, that was fun.
Speaking of
dropping soon. What the fuck was that?
Headbutt it.
Once per show, huh?
Speaking of that.
It's a mic check, Ronnie.
Speaking of NFL, man, I'm ready for football for real because my college team has already let me down.
Yeah,
They've already disappointed me.
Kalkaska, Alaska beat y'all. What are they named?
That's the
Appalachian State.
Michigan State did very well yesterday.
Fuck them, man. Who are they playing?
Yeah, that was a nice game.
Who are they? Man, fuck that.
That's all right.
Y'all going to see the real Michigan
UAB,
State.
UAB, I think they're playing.
I put money Michigan still whooped their ass. I bet that right now.
Don't do that.
Seriously.
Don't do that.
Seriously. After yesterday. And your homeboy from Ohio.
Appalachian
State.
We
gonna fuck Ohio State up too.
What's Appalachian State? The Mountaineers or some shit?
Yeah, the Mountaineers, man.
Wow.
I tell you what though, man. Them
Mountaineers,
dudes
a Wolverine.
Was talented. I'm sorry. I ain't making excuses. Yo, but
they went 15-0 2 years ago.
Exactly. And then they was 14-1. They were the two time defending champions. They from a small division, but
they played like garbage, man.
Yeah. It did. Michigan ain't coming to ball, but fuck it. It's all right though. It's over. They season's already done in my eyes, so I'm looking. That's what the Lions gonna do.
The Twig House.
I hope the Lions can do something.
The Twig House. The guy crushed.
Yeah. That's all right. House. When we stomp the shit out of y'all, man.
But them Lions, boy.
Yeah, I hope they do better, dog, this year, though. They got some talent, finally.
I'm with Kidney. I'm riding with him. He got a whole year more
devotion. Got faith in John.
That's what's up.
Yeah, me and Major were just talking about trying to set up live feeds straight from the fucking from the stadium, right?
Yeah, man, because with this Big Ten network, man, my team lost, and I didn't even get to watch it. I'm listening on the radio like it's 1965 or something, man. Yeah. Listen to the whole damn game on the radio.
Dude, I can see you telling the kids, shh, shh, shh.
I was.
Shh,
no, I had that shit cranked up. It's not like I was in the damn stadium. She was loud.
Everybody's but gathered around Major sitting in the rocking chair.
With his pipe.
In a
corncob pipe.
In a shawl.
Hold it down now, kids. I whittling. Think somebody's going to score.
Major is whittling.
That shit was garbage, dog.
Whittling.
Y'all some assholes.
Carving pumpkins.
Oh, man. Shiva, you want to run these shout-outs down, man?
Yeah, man. Let's get them out early. Because
usually we hold off to the end. I don't think nobody hear that shit.
Yeah. Like, fuck it. There they go. They're doing a rundown.
All he says is shout-out to pumpkins. Turn it off. Pumpkins.
Oh, man. So who's some of these cats? You've been networking like a motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just people post on the blog and stuff. So you got Matt Carr. He posts on the blog sometimes, and
thanks,
he actually
Matt.
Put us up on Facebook, so okay. I'm much appreciated for that, because...
Good job, man.
I never fuck with Facebook, man.
Me neither, dog. It's still, don't you got to go to college? I know you used to have to be in college to get an account or something.
Right. Too late. My wife's got an account now.
Didn't we say that MySpace was the devil? Oh, that was me.
Yeah. Because you're scared of the titties on there. It's fine.
I don't be getting strange off of MySpace. I'm scared of the titties.
All right. Shout out to Aaron McCray on Facebook. Yeah, and then PG some dude Chimp. Named. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that
That's
is.
That's a different name.
Yeah. QB, who actually did the beat for that track, which we
the
didn't.
The track that we just, the one track we spun.
For Young Blaze, that Young Blaze Lazy. QB did the track, who posts a lot for us, and he's pretty interactive. So shouts to you, dude. And Jay Pistols on MySpace.
Yeah, and when we played my man before from, ain't he from Peoria?
Yeah.
Jay Pistol.
He said he's got more shit coming for us.
Oh, that's good. That's
As
good.
Always, Ghost 45. He checks in once a week with us on MySpace.
Yep. Shots to Obi. We supposed to be talking with him again, ain't we?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
He's down, man. After that Miami episode, he was like, let's do it. Yeah, all caps. That motherfucker is ready to go.
Yeah. So hopefully we have Trice and maybe Mr. Porter or something too for
real
the Detroit
name,
show.
No gimmicks.
Real.
Hey, which brings,
what's that?
What's up with all these funny names like this PG Chimp? That's just got me.
That's different, dog.
My world spinning right now. Like, are all the good names taken?
I don't know, man.
What's it mean?
I like to ask that dude what it mean. What's PG
like,
mean?
Like kid. PG parental guidance.
Yeah, that's different. It must be a Facebook thing.
Sharon Chimp.
Real man. Shit.
Back to the music, though. This motherfucker is going off on some shit.
Run y'all names. Run your nicknames across my desk first.
What is the email address? PH.
Araoa.
Araoa.
Hoodhype.com. But yeah, we talking about the music, and in between, we was talking about Kanye and 50.
Yeah.
And
we got to now.
Yeah, man. I mean, shoot. Now, you were saying, and I got one email, man, which is different.
Yeah.
People was actually emailing us. Like, here's Kanye's album. Have at it.
Like a dude, I probably zip got or something.
Yeah, link to a RAR or a zip
send
file.
Send space.
Yeah.
You'd send it, all that shit. I probably got at least 20 emails.
That's hate.
That's blatant, man. That shit
I had to spam motherfuckers. I mean, from DJ lists. I mean, blogs were posting that shit. It was like an epidemic.
Yeah,
I've never seen bootlegging like that in my life, man, ever.
And you was wondering, you was like, is somebody behind that? You know what I'm saying? Is there?
I was thinking it was a 50 thing.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be a great way to kill it.
It wouldn't shock me. Yeah, I mean, because I heard 50 done did some devious stuff, man, when it comes to getting people's albums pushed back.
Well, he was already accusing Kanye of, he was going to, he said, Def Jam was already
gonna buy 200,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Which, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to pull some shady shit like
that. I've heard labels do that.
Yeah.
Yep. But, so, you know, I don't know, but shoot.
Why don't you check the hood phone, motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah, check the hood phone. What it do, though?
Hold
what
up, let me see
what it do, though? How can I help you?
Hell yeah. I'm loud than a motherfucker, man.
Call back later.
Don't call back.
The fucking bat phones are ringing.
But yeah, who you think gonna take it, though? Kanye 50, man. Get your vote in.
Oh, there you go again, motherfucker.
That's it. Hopefully this person will get the message. I hung up on you twice.
50's on the line. 50 on the line.
Yeah, pick it up.
Who you got, man?
I'll be right back. Put him on the mic. Where you going? Put him on the mic. Ah, you motherfucker. Look at he's walking.
Curtis.
You got Curtis?
I do. I think he gonna sell a lot of records. I'm just tired of hearing Kanye doing the gay stuff.
See, man, I'm a white guy.
I think that I'm not very... Did you see him interviewed on the gay show?
What's gay show?
In Europe?
I saw that.
Yo, he said some of the gayest things ever. They were hoeing him, too. They were gay hoeing him.
They had two gay guys?
Yeah.
That was different. I can't condone that.
Yeah. He was, man. He was, like, all smiling and shit.
Yeah, they were, like, talking about pudding and stuff.
That's marketing, though, man. If you embrace the gays, you might get you some gay market.
I mean,
might buy your CD too.
I thought Wayne was the gay rapper though.
Who? Weezy?
Yeah.
I'm done hating on Weezy, man. Weezy didn't elevate it.
Agreed.
I'll
agree with you on that.
Fucking.
You gonna kiss J Mac now?
Red hot. Huh?
You gonna kiss J Mac?
That's the gayest
shit. Wow, that's the gayest shit you ever said.
Wow, you're under suspicion, motherfucker.
Negative. That's terrible.
Gay rapper.
I'm gonna give that shit to Kanye.
What's that?
Because
rapper award.
We all know. No, I mean the whole who's gonna sell more. Oh. Because I mean,
you heard the album yet?
No.
Check it.
Put you on the spot like a motherfucker.
Just check.
I'm waiting. I will purchase it just like every other white person in this fucking country.
Sure you won't. No, fuck. You know we get promo copies.
We all know the majority of the market is gonna be the white kids.
Oh,
you know that by far. So they're going to be buying.
Yeah, but they buy Kanye and 50. You know, the white kids love 50.
That is a good
point. G-Unit, man. G-Unit, bro.
But I think everybody's getting
G-Unit kicks.
Cued into fucking 50's bullshit, his marketing shit. They're getting sick of it. That's my feeling. I feel the same way.
I told you my theory, man. If he don't change his recipe, this will be his...
Fuck that. I got my hand on the pulse of white America, man.
And what, you think 50's still going to be a major seller or no?
No.
That's what I said. How many
albums you think you're going to sell?
I bet you he don't break. I bet you don't break 700.
He's not gonna hit.
He don't break 700 over the whole album.
He'll get a mil.
No, on the first week, he won't break 700.
Yeah, I think total album sales. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say he ain't gonna even hit two. I'm gonna say probably he won't even hit.
You're talking domestic.
I'm gonna say, huh?
Damascus sold like 12 million or something, right?
Nah,
worldwide.
That was the first
9 million.
The first sold 9. Damascus sold 5.
Damn.
So it's a downward trend.
That's money.
And now that you look at record sales right now, T.I., which was red hot as far as you know,
he did 800,
media attention.
Didn't he?
Yeah, first week. But I'm talking about as far as where the album sits right now, he's just barely over a million.
Yeah. Wow.
So I don't think 50's not hotter than T.I. right now in terms of like media attention.
See, I'm not blaming MP3 downloads for this shit. I'm blaming the industry for fucking getting people calloused about it. I mean, partially, but I'm not going to blame it all for
a lot of it.
I think iTunes is bad. I think the thing is, like, a person can go there and just buy the one song they want now.
Yeah.
So they go spend their little 99 cents. Don't even mess with
that.
What
does that go towards? Like the single sales?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that and ringtones, people will pay $2-3 for the ringtone. Won't want the album. So I think, you know, that is hurting a little bit. But if the album was hot, people still going to want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just think there really ain't that many great albums coming out nowadays. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Speaking of great albums, let's get into some fucking music.
Let's do that, man. This is my man Big Dutch.
Yeah.
From
Brook Central.
Brook Central.
That's an acceptable nigga.
Yeah, right out of Watts, California, man. Check it out. Episode 52.
This goes out to all the soldiers on the dub, 120th Street, right off Central Avenue. This is our story. I stay composed, I'm the calm in the heart of the street. Turn beast in the thick of the shit, beat. I don't eat that, I only live to serve it up.
Don't read about it, I can only be about it. Got the muscle through it, hard for me to see around it. Raised up fighting, nothing but to keep me grounded. Now I'm spitting for them same cats I fought with. Whoever acted on, thought about, I said shit. I spit it for that nigga on the forklift. By day, by night, 2 for 26 with swishes. Spit it for my wildest wishes. My loved ones were just about the same interest. I spit it for Drac. Bring it back, I spit it for that dude on the chain. The homie on the road, 18, doing 21, 724. You ain't gotta like me, my people, my mama love me. They hated that I be thugging till everybody be grubbing. I'm a motherfucking hero, yeah. On the door say zero, you know. And you ain't gotta trust me or back me, my niggas got me. You talkers, my niggas doers. You runners, my niggas shooters. I'm a motherfucking hero, yeah. On the door say zero, you know. This old lady stopped me, I said hi. She replied, I see heaven in your future and the devil in your eyes. In my eyes, no man, you mistaken. Those is dollar signs. For us living, I will stand the test of time. But never mind, I'm steady on the grind. Got me, got wifey, got three, gotta shine. So that means I'm on some 4 to 5 times flip. Keep me in your prayers, I'll be on the night shift with a light limp type of watch hero. Pledge my allegiance to the door say zero. Grew up in the hood like Nico with a shady ass nigga named Camel, but that's still my people. If I had another chance, I'd relive a sequel. But since not, I got up on my 1-2. Mic check, so I'm spitting for my nigga Big. Locked down, been away far too many years. You ain't gotta like me, my people, my mama love me. They hated that I be thugging till everybody be grubbing. I'm a motherfucking hero. Yeah. On the door say zero, you know. And you ain't gotta trust me or back me, my niggas got me. You talkers, my niggas doers. You runners, my niggas shooters. I'm a motherfucking hero. Yeah. On the door say zero, you know. Yeah. Dutch, he ain't no killer, but he will bite your motherfucking nose off. He is a gorilla. It's my main race, no punks, not even the girls. No love above family, not even the world. So really it's like whatever with anything in the street. I take it, I rob it, I knock it about a peach. Rage with the mentality, nothing about a reach. I find your passcode security getting breached. I find your bankroll, your shoulders a midget shit. I'm shoulders a minute, I'm running up in that bitch with the fat 40, looking for the fat finish. It ain't Starbucks, but hell, it's a black business. And when I band with the other tenants, we got a squad that'll lay down Tony Bennett with a whole lot of unsolved issues, like making them bitch niggas dust off their church shoes. You ain't gotta like me, my people. My mama love me, they hated that I be thugging till everybody be grubbing. I'm a motherfucking hero. On the door say zero. And you ain't gotta trust me or back me, my niggas got me. You talkers, my niggas doers. You runners, my niggas shooters. I'm a motherfucking hero. On the door say zero.
Yeah, let's go out to all my heroes. My nigga Drac, rest in peace, man. You'll never be forgotten, homie. To my nigga Pig, keep your head up, homie.
Yes, sir. Brook Central right there, man.
4th time, man.
That shit.
That's actually Big Dutch from Brook Central.
Yeah.
Episode 40, 20, and 22 they've been on. Yeah. And you started that song right the fuck back
there. Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but yeah, anyway.
The Watts poet.
Killing him. But yeah, in between, man, we was talking about the... Well, we started with the new Joanna pics, right?
Yeah,
up
yeah.
on the blog. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's dog. Nice.
Yeah, that ass is just...
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Man, she started doing her hair a little brown like that. I was like, wow.
Man, she's
she
so
changed her look up a little bit. I'm a fan of that.
She's fire, man.
She
I'll get
you. She looks slutty.
Yeah.
I thought you wouldn't like that.
Huh? Mac. Me?
Yeah.
Man, that's my favorite shit. What are you talking
about? Slutty? Yeah,
yeah,
no, she looks less slutty now.
She looks a little more,
she looks
little
less
more classy.
Slutty?
Yeah, a little bit more.
I think wouldn't so say too. She's less. What made her more slutty before?
The rip pantyhose.
Oh, dude, you got to change that background music. That is a fucking downer, man.
You don't like that?
All
right.
No, I feel
bad.
All emotional. Listen.
Damn. Take your medicine.
But, hey, man, oh, get your votes in, too, man. Still open for Battle of the Hip Hop Models, round 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And currently, Summer is still ahead of Gloria. So, I mean, well, I was kind of surprised. I thought, I don't know, you know, Gloria got the...
Gloria fell
slut
off, man.
Appeal.
You ain't see her shit from her in a
she
long
got the
time.
Slut appeal still,
she
though.
Do, man. That and the blonde hair, I thought that might cater to a certain people that be coming to
she
our site.
She did a squat or two.
Yeah, but Summer's still killing
squat.
Squats.
That's everybody's favorite move.
Oh, man.
Got to see it from the front side
she's
and
so
the back.
Damn, she's sexy, dog. But I'm sorry. I'll tell you, I voted for Summer. For real. With no doubt
in my mind. Summer, you know what, though? Summer's got, sometimes, man, if she's at the wrong angle, that chick will be like, whoa, hang on a second.
She got a funny face.
Summer?
She does. Yeah. That's exactly what I was getting at.
Funny face?
Yeah. Something like in certain pictures, you're like, whoa, wait a second. The videos, though, if you see her in the videos.
Yeah, dude, man. The video, yeah, like the one that was posted up there.
She's ridiculous.
I'm sure this, yeah.
She's ridiculous in the videos.
Yeah. She's fucking gorgeous.
She starts talking like a little hooker, man. I love it. Yeah, that Houston
Texas
slang.
Twang. Oh, my God. Yes, indeed.
Fucking so get sounds your like Beyonce, man. Motherfucker. Hold on, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Still got time. Then who you say you was missing, dog? Who ain't been on the
Eva
scene?
Eva Mendez.
Eva.
Mm.
Actually, yeah, let's put the milk carton
pause,
out
take
there.
A pause, take a pause. Take a pause. Yeah, that's
but
nice.
But yeah, man, Eva sexy as hell, man. But yeah, she ain't been in much lately, though.
Mm-mm.
She's been fucking absent. Shit, I miss that ass. I know that.
She's doing the movie thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd she start out?
Movies, I think.
Did she?
I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to think what's the first thing I ever saw in it. I think,
was it
Training Day might be the, I mean, that's, that might be the first one I remember.
That. It was a whack, like, B movie.
Okay.
Oh, but shit.
She was probably showing her boobies in it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. They was on Training Day for like half a second.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I had it on
that DVD. For real.
High def.
Fro, did you get an Xbox yet?
Yo, no, man.
God damn it. Why you got to be all grown up and shit? All
right.
Mature,
yeah,
and everything.
Man. Fuck. There's nothing wrong with video games, man.
Join the kids'
club.
Gotta
love it.
Damn it.
I got Madden, y'all. Holla at me.
Tell me, well, how? Oh, yeah,
Major,
you got you,
517.
You do got the Rent-A-Center joint.
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I'm paying $19 a week for that shit because my fucking Xbox 360, like a lot of other people's, J-Mac, and a whole bunch of others out there, broke down, man.
Three red lights.
I had that junk for what, man, 6 months? 5 months?
Yeah, I'm drunk.
He bonked his head and motherfucking kid.
Oh, man.
Yo, I'm
bro
drunk.
Over here tore down, man. Yes,
you hear that microphone gets bumped. Oh.
But yeah, man.
I'm bugging shots at the microphone.
It keeps beating his ass. It'll reach out and punch him.
Got me. It's quick.
All right,
no, man, I got the three red lights of death. If anybody has an Xbox and they know it, they're fully aware of that shit. Because
yeah, man.
Took that shit up to UPS to drop it off. Here's the thing, though. You get the three red lights. Mm-hmm. You go to the site and you say, what the fuck's going on with my Xbox? And the first thing they say, hey, did you get those three red lights? Oh, yeah. Here, we're going to send you a box so you can ship it away. And you're going to deal without it for a month. Here's your box.
That's bullshit, though. And that's why, yo, Microsoft, y'all fucked up. Yo, I'm telling you, man.
Let me get some money.
You should get reimbursed somehow for that.
Yes.
You know, however long it takes, three, 4 weeks.
I'm a professional reviewer, goddammit.
Yeah. Compensate us, damn it.
Yes.
For real. That shit is garbage, man. So they expect you to sit
y'all
for 3 to 4 weeks with no video games, man.
Take recesses. Y'all got to take recesses.
Yeah.
He said recesses,
man.
Can't play the box.
Gotta
shit, man.
Gotta play hard.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
But shit, man. Here's the thing, though. Took it up to UPS, and these motherfuckers. They're like, oh,
another one,
huh? How'd you fuck? It's like a white box. How'd you know what this? Oh, we get 5 of these a day, easy.
Yeah, I went to Rent-A-Center, like, and they was like, you know what? They was like, we've been getting people in left and right. And a matter of fact, the one they rented to me just got back from being serviced.
That's bullshit.
So I'm like, man, that's what the fuck do they got going on, man?
Fuck you, Microsoft.
Hell yeah, man.
So anyway, I posted on the blog, man, after I think you sent it to me, Soul Calibur 4 is coming out.
Yep.
I will challenge anybody.
Best
I don't
fighting
know.
Games out there, dog. That shit was classic.
I ain't played it since Dreamcast. I think that was Soul Calibur 2. I'll take anybody on part 4.
Yep. Challenge.
Heck yes.
Soul Calibur, holler at me on the John Madden tip, man. Anytime. I know, what's that one dude I be keep calling out, man? He ain't got at me yet either.
Pussy.
I don't know why, but
yeah.
Ferretic, that's his name, yeah, Ferretic. Yeah, yeah. He ain't want to holler at me in NBA 2K, but now he talking shit about Madden, so.
Fuck you, Shum Nation.
He should probably want to holler at you now that Michigan got beat by Appalachian State.
Yeah.
I'll probably hear that next, man. Thanks for the reminder, Coach.
No doubt.
Appreciate
it. My favorite
that.
Team.
Asshole.
How you like my hat? How you like my hat?
Sweet, man. But, yeah, man, we about to get into this little phone interview, man, with my man Kane.
Yeah.
Out of Miami, man. So, yeah. Kane, what's good? What you, man?
What's happening, Pimper?
Shoot, ain't too much, cuz. Congratulations, you got the most votes for the Miami episode, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, appreciate that, man. Appreciate the love, everybody. You feel me?
Man, go ahead and tell us about that Miami movement down there, man. I mean, I know you from Opa-locka, but that's same general area, right?
Yeah, Dade County, you already know, 305, we out here, man, right now, you know. Hey, we got a little movement going on, but we trying to get a real NIGGA movement going on out here. I mean, I ain't going to call no names, you know what I'm saying, but a lot of cats around here, man, they just not what it is. You feel what I'm saying? It's all entertainment. We trying to bring this real stuff back in the game. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, the game all, need that, you know, real bad right now.
Yeah, because your sound didn't seem like it was like the rest. A lot of stuff has that 80s Miami Vice and Latin sound, and yours totally popped differently than the rest of the tracks from that Miami show. So you're saying a lot of the underground stuff that we're missing sounds like more gritty.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's more of a testimony than entertainment. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We going through stuff down here, some real cats down here that's really going through some stuff. And you know what I'm saying? The only way they can express it is by putting it in their music. You know what I'm saying? And hoping everybody else accept that. You know what I'm saying? But right now, what's going on, you know, you got everybody trying to entertain. They talking a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? They're saying what they see, but they not really going through. They hearing about it on the news, they seeing it, and you know what I'm saying, and it's like, okay, well, they trying to portray that image when they really not. You know, the underground down here, you know, shouts out to 89.1 Underground, the Street Crunch one. A lot of these underground cats, man, you know, I mean, if you hear them, you'll be like, man, I mean, what you missing? You know what I'm saying? Why you ain't there? You feel me? And I give credit when credit is due. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because this is not no competition for me. You know what I'm saying? This is a movement.
The underground scene, it seems pretty quiet, man. We were talking about in the last show when we were doing that Miami special. You know, it was really hard to get submissions from Miami. I mean, it seems like you guys have just a shitload of talent. You guys have a ton of talent, but nobody's willing to like come forward like you were and the five other people that we spun on that show. Is there a lot of hating going on in Miami or something? Because I mean,
boy, let me tell you, down here, it's MIA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's music down here just like the drug, man. You know what I'm saying? If he wants your block, he see you making moves on your block, then what he gonna try to do is murk you off your, so he can take over your block. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What he don't understand is that if we get together, it's more money.
Right.
You feel me? So it is a lot of hating going on down here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's why I said when I started off, I said, you know, we're trying to get a real NIGGA movement down here. You know what I'm saying? For all the real cats that's from down here to see, you know, I mean, it's a lot of real bullshit going on.
Yeah, well, good luck, man. Hopefully that'll work because, I mean, Atlanta seems to be the only one so far that have been able to make that work, it seems like. Am I wrong, Major?
I mean, they got the unified movement, but Atlanta done went bubblegum with it, to me.
Without a doubt. But, I mean, they at least gave it a try. You know what I mean? I mean, like,
exactly.
But
Atlanta went bubblegum with it, but still, they also find each artist in their little movement to get paid. You feel me?
That's true.
It wasn't no selfish nothing, no greed going on. Look at here. I know you. He know him. And I'm going to put you down with him. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Let's get it going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're more unified over there. Yep.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know, but down here, it's tougher. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, they treat this rock game like it's a dope game. And, you know, a lot of cats just don't want to see you eat.
Well, shit, let's change it.
Hell yeah. So, let's talk about your music, man. You got a CD out right now?
Yeah, I just finished on it yesterday. The last couple of songs I had to finish on. It's going to drop November 2007. Also, I'm going to have a release party coming out on South Beach. Anybody stay close to Miami or who's going to be down around that time, I'm throwing a release party on South Beach at the Penthouse. And right after that, you know, we're going to be doing one in Orlando. But, I got the street album and a mixtape release party coming out. The street album is called Slang and Kane, and the mixtape is called Deserted. So y'all look out for that, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, my music ain't nothing but a testimony. You want to get to know me and you want to get to know what I'm going through, all you got to do is cop that Slang and Kane.
That's what's up, man. More artists need to start making music like that, man. Get personal with their shit. You got a website you want to shout out to?
Well, we're working on the website right now, but you can hit up my MySpace, man. You can go to myspace.com/Kane305. That's Kane 305, you know what I'm saying?
All right, man.
Well, shit, man. Yeah, shoot. Good luck on taking the time out to talk with us, man. Shit, we wish you success, man. And we're going to put, you know, your information up on our site, man, so people will go there and check you out.
Much appreciated, man. Keep going.
let me give a few shout outs, man. I just want to shout out y'all and let y'all know I really appreciate for y'all just giving me the time and the opportunity. You feel me?
No problem, man.
Not everybody get an opportunity. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, you know, thank y'all for that, man, and thank all the listeners, man, that took the time to listen to the song. And you know what I'm saying? And both of them, you know, shouts out to G.O.D., man. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, man, because without him, none of this wouldn't be possible. I wouldn't even be walking and living and talking to y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's my main shout-out right there. And shouts out to my manager, Cap, you know, Joe Blow Entertainment, 24-7 Hustle Entertainment, Slip and Slide on the Grind, Run With It Management, man. Just shout-out everybody that has something affiliated with this mixtape and this street album that's dropped.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Without a doubt, man. So, stay in touch.
For sure, man. Hey, you already know, man. I'm in y'all face, I'm in y'all ear whenever, you know. Hey, man, y'all got to come out to the street album release party too, man.
Hey, shit, yeah. I mean, fuck, I love to get down that way. We've been talking about it too, man. So
when's it going down?
You know, you already on the VIP.
I feel that, man.
You know, you already know your VI, so you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about that. Just walk yourself right on through, man.
Uh-oh, Major. We got some, our lowly asses got some VIP. Let's go.
Yeah.
Now we got a reason. Let's go.
Yeah, for sure, man. Y'all already know. In Orlando one, stuff. Y'all can make out to the Orlando one, too. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. We there. Y'all be there. You feel me?
No doubt, man. Much appreciated.
That's what's up, man. Well, you be easy, cuz. We be in touch. And get some more music into us, man.
Oh, you already know. Like I said, I just wrapped it up, so you already know.
Better.
All right, 305 or die, baby.
All right, now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that was the homie Kane, man. Big shout out to him, man.
Sure.
Keeping it real.
God, Miami, support your people, goddamn, man.
That, I mean, I'm interested. Who we talking about? Basically, to me, it sounds like there's some imposters in Miami. He said some cats talking about shit that, you know, really they ain't living. They seeing it, so they reporting on it. But
come on now. Like, it's even a question. I'm not even going to say anything.
Oh, you think you know the fakers?
Come on.
What does it rhyme with, Mac?
Yeah. Tell me something.
Dick Boss. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just bullshit, man. I'm just fucking with you.
That's an interesting choice of words that you chose to use.
Dick Boss,
huh?
Motherfucker. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, we go that way, man.
Here we go.
Boss man.
Let's check out Isaac some K-Beta, though, man. It's this track right here.
Oh, he's back again.
Beta keep doing it, man. This one's called The Reawakening. Shit's fire, dog. Production nuts. Episode 52, baby.
Don't know a damn thing about his life, though. A life so full of so many twists and turns of fate. A heart that brims with love and burns with hate. At the same time, the same struggle is shared among many. I ain't ashamed of mine. Prepared to run it into the ground. Shed light on my weakness. Freedom from it is found. While I'm writing my thesis, each piece is carefully placed to make the puzzle complete. The beauty is held and how it all melts together to tell the real story, the reason niggas raise hell and cheer for me. I'm somewhat of an outrageous Negro. K-Beta, the name, the alter ego, the figment of a man's imagination, a man with a plan and grand aspirations.
Yes,
the reawakening, years in the making, y'all. All your prayers did not go unanswered. For every time I was told I wouldn't amount to a thing worth saying nothing good about. So many times I was overlooked and pushed out of the way. I pushed them right back, wouldn't let me run. I was pushed to fight back. Even when outnumbered, I fought till I wound up down on the ground under a few pairs of Timbs, a couple of cross trainers. I wouldn't lay down and take a loss, gaining a rep for being a young nigga with a lot of heart who understood at times a nigga gotta be a savage. To win on the real, you gotta know when, you gotta go in for the kill. A lot of them hit the bottom and went out worse than a rapist who got shot and died with his dick out. We all on the rise, but in the grand scheme of things, if you can't be a servant, you can't be a king. Every day, you find me right here, every day with my people. I walk with y'all, walk with me.
It goes deeper than a simple prayer to be forgiven. I learned the price gotta be paid. Freedom isn't as free as I once thought, but it can't be bought with any amount of money. A fantasy is all that comes to anyone who follows the yellow brick road. It's a 1-2 punch to the belly with an uppercut right behind it. You gotta see it in slow motion, rewind it. Watch how it lands on his chin, then he falls to the mat. 7, 8, 9, 10. Look at the grin on his face, punch drunk to his feet. Gotta help him to the corner. Damn, had everybody telling him he's gonna be the champ. Guess it ain't enough training to prepare for the fight of your life. Can't see past the glare when the lights are bright and the speakers are loud, and not one friendly face is seen in the crowd.
That shit right there, dog.
That's
that smooth, that mellow music, man.
Underground, man.
Yeah,
I love K Beta.
Fire.
Yeah, that dude's twisted.
It's a cool cat, man. Funny dude.
What was he was on episode 28 and 46?
Yeah, shit. I'm losing track now, man. He done been on here shit a bunch, but hey, keep him coming, man. Keep
him
coming.
That's the thing I like about K Beta is because very few people are actually using iTunes these days, and he's got his shit up on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man.
Just take advantage of it.
Thank you. I mean, it's easy. A lot of people are installing that shit, and they want the quick. Do you guys use iTunes to buy music at all?
Pepsi, I was trying to get
it. Nah, I haven't really.
Sorry.
I ain't gonna front, but.
What's that? No.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, he's got a. I just want to call it out real quick. He's got a show coming up. Interloop Beat Showcase.
Okay.
September 25th at 1725 Columbia Road.
Okay.
Washington, D.C., 20018. $10 cover. I had to shout him out, man.
For sure.
Gotta give it to him.
Good people. iTunes and CD Baby, too, man. That's the other site, man.
CD Baby does all that shit. Yeah. I'm trying to score us something with them motherfuckers, man.
They show crazy love to the artists, man. If you're not over there yet, hey, think about joining.
Yeah, CD Baby. And they ain't even fucking paying us, man. You can get on iTunes. What do they put you on? iTunes, Napster, everything. They'll put your music everywhere.
They give you a fucking thing to get your credit card sales. So if you're doing a show,
they give you a swiper.
Sell CDs, yeah, you get a card swiper.
No cover.
No cost. I mean, that's, you know, you can't beat that shit, man. CD Baby. And while we talking about indie shit, man, let's go ahead and get into our indie tip, which is brought to y'all from goldmike.com, man, which is just like, it's my space for hip-hop heads, man. Anything you looking for, message boards, podcasts, underground music, if you want to battle, it's all hip-hop fans, man. Check it out, goldmic.com, man.
Gotta do more with these dudes, man, because they're actually doing a lot for indie artists, so check them out too. Make sure
you get
a page up there. Yeah, no doubt.
That's it.
This week, man, gotta focus on podcasts, man. People need to like focus more on getting on these podcasts, much like Hood Hype, because you're gonna get a lot of people that you wouldn't have thought you could have reached before. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
the reach now, I mean, it's easy and it's free. You ain't having to pay no fucking DJ. You get worldwide coverage. I mean, it's a lot easier. So hit up, go look up hip hop podcasts and post your shit to everybody.
Like I said, you got Extravagant Gangsta Radio. I'm going to go ahead and spread this love, man. Extravagant Gangsta Radio, J Pitt Show,
iTunes Street Official.
Street Official, Mixtape Show. You got some good avenues out there, man. These are people they got some reach. I mean, these people got a fan base, they got an audience, so.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, hit up these cats, man. Get some exposure.
Put your shit up. There's a site called music.podshow.com. Check them out. That'll actually put your shit up for other. For other podcasts to check out. So it's almost like, imagine the Radio 1 network.
Yep.
Of all the radio stations having a place to look for new music. And
that's
they get
it.
To come here and check it out. And then they'll just play it on their show. It's not making it available for mass download or anything like that.
Nope.
It's all about putting it out for shows for broadcast. So to get your name out there.
That, and you can, you know, kind of cut into a whole other market. Because I've heard some of these podcasts that aren't even hip-hop podcasts will go there, and if they find a hip-hop track they like, they'll play it. It might be a podcast that, yeah, they play
turkey or not.
Yeah, it's exposure, man. It's easy.
For real. And
it
this
matter.
Is, you know, this is funny, too, because in Lansing, man, our main radio station for urban music just made a big announcement. They're done with underground unsigned people, man.
You're kidding.
No.
What's that about?
Wow.
Fuck. They said that they're tired of the garbage being submitted. And I know Lansing got some heat. We've played a lot of artists from Lansing. But
88.9 that we were on play some fucking hot shit.
Yeah. But see, now that's your only left. That's the only outlet left, man. And that's the only Saturdays Saturday evenings, for the most part.
Fucked up, dude.
So yeah, man. So it's hurting. So I mean, all these Lansing artists, man, they're gonna need an outlet. So shoot, if you from Lansing, you want some spins, you got hot shit, hit us up. We will get it on there.
The radio is not your fucking friend.
They ain't, man. That shit is fucking.
They gotta play Timberland.
Yeah. They gotta play Timberland 4 times an hour.
Yeah.
Shit like that, man.
With Nelly Furtado. Retardo.
I'd hit it.
Yeah, I like Nelly, man.
I'd hit it retarded, though. Oh, no.
Yeah, man. So that's what's good.
So. Yeah.
Want to get into another one?
Yeah, man. We got so much fucking music for you guys.
We got
man.
A music.
Two more bangers left. This is IGT, man. It was an ill-gotten team. And they've had some bangers that we done played, man. This track right here is a different look for them, though, man. It's called Shorty Red. More of a track geared towards the chicks, man. But I ain't mad at that, though. The shit is fire, man.
That's what this is about, though. Well-rounded.
Well-rounded, man. Full circle, baby. Check it out. Episode number 52.
Ain't it Labor Day?
Hey, yo, me and you. Your sister and your cousin, too. We can strip down to our drawers. Get it popping in the middle of the flow. The middle of the flow.
Hey yo, Shorty Red, what's your name? I'm not trying to spit no game. And that's simple and plain. Hey yo, I just wanna do my thing. Do my thing. Son, telling me you feeling the same.
Fat ass, fat thighs, brown eyes, my kind.
Shorty, right.
Come in, let me talk to you. I'm El Shining, you are something that I need. Cute face, but you're looking nice in them jeans. Don't mean to sound vulgar, but I don't hold my tongue. Through the charm, and it was hard for her to overcome. Yeah, I'm the type to make you overcome. Hold up, that's food for thought. I just moved the thaws. She stepped back and looked at me like use the balls. We got deeper, the conversation off the hook. Then I asked, do you taste good as you look? She was puzzled. She said, from the start, I dug you. Here's my number, holla. I probably fuck you.
Hey yo, Shorty Red, what's your name? I'm not trying to spit no game. And that's simple and plain. Hey yo, I just wanna do my thing. Do my thing. Something telling me you feeling the same. Hey yo, Shorty Red, what's your name? I'm not trying to spit no game. And that's simple and plain. Hey yo, I just wanna do my thing. Do my thing. Something telling me you feeling the same.
Hey ma, how you? What's really good?
What's going on?
I'm trying to jump right now, so what's really good?
We
can smoke, drink, or whatever to ease the mood. You're trying to get a bite on
who?
That's not cool. I take you to the rib, feed you some beef stew. I'm not cheap, but my kids gotta eat too. No need exchanging numbers, cause it's just for the night. As much as niggas want pussy, these bitches wanna pipe. Yeah, you, your sister, and your cousin too. We can strip down to our drawers. Get it poppin' in the middle of the flow, the middle of the flow.
Hey yo, Shorty Red, what's your name? I'm not tryna spit no game, and that's simple and plain. Hey yo, I just wanna do my thing. Do my thing, something telling me you feelin' the same.
Yo, I met a lot of chicks, slung a lot of dicks. Been a lot of places, dealt with a lot of races. I kept it so basic, sitting in my car just thinking where my days went. Pulled up at the Days Inn, blue lights and play some thick chicks from New Haven. Light skin Asian, hair like Shania Lathan. Dance like close to amazing. Used to fuck with some cornball nigga that played for the Ravens. Left home sliced with a million in the savings. Bounced on Duke in the bathroom bathing. Wrapped up shaving. Said he was a weak nigga. Only like street niggas. Short red bone, yeah, petite figure. They're too small, yeah, I need bigger. I cut her ass like a pair of scissors.
Hey, yo, Shorty Red, what's your name? I'm not trying to spit no game. And that's simple and plain. Hey, yo, I just wanna do my thing. Do my thing. Something telling me you feeling the same. Hey, yo, Shorty Red, what's your name? I'm not trying to spit no game. And that's simple and plain. Hey, yo, I just wanna do my thing. Do my thing. Something telling me you feeling the same.
Me and you, your sister and your cousin too. We can strip down to our drawers. Get it poppin' in the middle of the flow. The middle of the flow. Hey, yo, me and you, your sister and your cousin too. We can strip down to our drawers. Get it poppin'.
Different look right there, man, from the IGT. But fire track though. I ain't mad at it at all.
They were on episode 36. 51 and 24, I had to write that shit down because I know we played those dudes a lot.
Yeah, man. They keep coming with hard-ass shit, though, man.
Yeah.
For real.
They've been around a while. They've been done a lot. Anyway.
For real.
Yeah.
But no, man, we're talking about some real shit for a minute, man. The Was it Gina or how do they
Gina.
Pronounce it?
It's Gina 6.
Gina 6, okay.
It's some shit that went down in Gina, Louisiana. These six dudes are basically... Well, I mean, I think you got it queued up there, but play the audio and let everybody hear about it. I mean, okay. It's a lot of bullshit.
A guy with a shotgun threatens three kids at a convenience store. The kids take the gun away from him, and no shots are fired. You figure the guy with the shotgun goes to jail, right? Not in Gina, Louisiana. Our story begins at Gina High School, under a tree traditionally reserved for use by white students only during school breaks. In September 2006, a black student asked school officials if he could sit under the white tree. School officials told him to sit wherever he liked, though it's telling that he felt the need to ask permission. The following day, three nooses painted in school colors were found hanging from the tree. Wow. The students responsible were expelled, but the school superintendent reversed the decision, calling the hanging of nooses a prank. In protest, some black students organized a sit-in on the tree. To quell the protest, the local DA allegedly told them, quote, "I can take away your lives with the stroke of a pen." The tension did not go away. On November 30th, someone set fire to the school building. The next day, white students at a party ganged up on a black student and beat him. And then, on December 2nd, a white man pulled a shotgun on three black students at a convenience store. The man wasn't charged, but the three teens were arrested for theft of a firearm. The most troubling incident occurred 2 days after the shotgun incident, when a white student, Justin Barker, was beaten up after he racially taunted the black student who had been beaten up at the party just days before. Barker was taken to the hospital with facial cuts and bruises, was released a couple of hours later, and attended a social function that evening. Six black students were arrested for beating up Barker. Incredibly, they were charged with attempted second-degree murder and conspiracy. Michael Bell, one of the defendants, sat in jail until his trial last month. The 16-year-old was sentenced to a maximum of 22 years in prison for his role in the fight by an all-white jury and a white judge. Bell is scheduled to be sentenced on July 31st. Trials for the other defendants will soon begin. They need national support.
National support is what you're getting, man. Yeah. From right here. That shit is fucked up.
I don't even know what the verdict was. It's my bad for not following up on that.
Nah, it's because I heard a little bit about his story, too, and had been following, but then kind of fell off with it. But, man, dog, that shit... Yo, in this day and age, dog, you still got to ask for permission to go sit under a tree?
They still sell white sheets.
What the fuck, dog? I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's just one of them things, man, where, like, where we at, Michigan, shit pretty diverse up here. So
it's the north.
Yeah, it's the north. And I mean, you got bigots here, you got bigots everywhere. But up here, I think cats tend to be a little more on the low if they prejudice.
Put the sheet under the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. They keep the shit quiet. But down there, man, that shit's still front and center, man. And it's just fucked up because I really can't relate to it. It's like, damn, I can't imagine going to school.
I can't go stand underneath the tree.
Yeah.
What's killing me is the media ain't even covering it. That's the shit that's blowing me away.
It's
got to
be pretty white girls.
Man, exactly.
In Aruba.
I mean, it was, you know, you hear about the Duke Lacrosse case all over the fucking country.
Yeah.
And that shit, you know, involved what, five white boys or some shit?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This case, far more, I mean, Jesus, 20 years for a 16-year-old kid?
Yeah, man.
For putting a beat down on someone.
Exactly. Who, bullshit. And they was racially taunting the dudes.
Exactly.
Got handled. And then they get manslaughter, dog, for beating somebody?
Fuck that.
That's different, man. I'm sorry, man. Mississippi, y'all fucked up. Well,
what did the DA say, though? I mean, he said I could end your lives with a swipe of a pen or some shit.
Yeah, man.
Fuck them.
That's exactly how they talk to black folks down there, though, man.
Bullshit. It's
fucked up, man.
Anyway, we'll post links and resources on that shit. Actually, we posted something earlier in the month related to this, but we'll post more links and resources. Definitely
man.
Shouts to Collateral News.
That got
for that.
To me, man. Yeah, so I mean, shit.
Cut that tree down.
Yeah. Man, no
I
doubt,
personally
want
to see, yeah, whatever I can do to anything to shed some light on that, man. Shit, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
That shit is fucked up, man.
It's fucked.
But yeah, man. So, you know, let's get off the serious note for a minute, man, and go to something that was misinterpreted, man. Your pictures, right?
Oh, the beatdown pics.
Yeah, man. So go ahead and explain, man, for people who don't know.
All right. Well, I did that solo show, right?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, anybody who's listening to the show knows that I'm fucking Whitey McWhitey White Ronald McDonald guy. And, I mean, it doesn't get more contrast than it is with us sitting here right now. So, I mean, the joke was, you know, when I did that episode, I needed to make a graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put all the album covers for the people I spun that day and took a mean mug pic of myself as a joke. Goofing. The people who have seen the show, they know that shit's silly. I'm just goofing. I got 3 emails, people saying, you know, you ain't hard. Why are you trying to look all hard and shit? Like, white boy and shit. I'm like, man, I wasn't trying to. Don't you get the joke? It's supposed to be the irony, man.
Who's the emailers, man?
I don't know.
Put them on blast.
I ain't got names. I should have wrote them down.
Man,
I'm not going to do that.
Fuck y'all. Yeah,
blast. Hey, I'll man. Much appreciated for coming out of the fucking woodwork. Nobody comes out of the woodwork except to hate, bitches.
Yeah, man. That shit, that's
it was a joke, man. Though. Let me put it out there. It was a joke. I was joking.
Wow.
That's it.
You shouldn't even have to explain yourself. That's garbage.
Well, I mean, come on. You know me. I don't pretend to be something I'm not. I'm not walking around talking about pop. I'm going to pop a cap in your ass, fellow. Oh, just did it then. Never mind.
That's what got me wondering. I mean, were these dudes that's new to the site?
It must have been. Actually a good sign then.
Yeah. That's always good. But, man, it's like if you listen to any of the other shows, you know how we do it.
And you know it. Yes. That's my sound effect.
For real.
You know? That's me. God damn it.
This is crazy, man. Let's
love
jump
the hip-hop.
In.
Love the hip-hop, though, guys. Love. Let's get into another hip-hop track here on WHHH.
The Dub Sonata presents, man. He's the producer.
Double A-B.
Double A-B on the flows, man. Episode 52.
Grown chronic with a shine, fine glow on it. Don't cop from the spot if the block got 5-0 on it. Cause I got a case, 5-0 warrants. Beef with the judges and the narco sergeants. Beef plus grudges on the whole department. They stole the grow lights out my old apartment. They patrol the heights like soldiers marching. So when they throw the lights, got a Tony Hawk 'em. Skating on the swine, leave them chasing behind. Make them work off them donuts for wasting your time. These jerk offs go nuts when they roll up in your rear view. Should you murk off or slow up? Or speed up like so what? Make them eat up your dust, hold up. With police, no dice, soldier. Stay right over your head in choppers. Helicopters filled with helicopters. Dang. And full body armor, shells like lobsters. The boogeyman, yeah, they the realest monsters. Wake up, turn your head around. See them flashing blue lights and hear the siren steady sound. That's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast. Now you know you better settle down. Wake up, turn your head around. See them flashing blue lights and hear the siren steady sound. That's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast. Now you know you can't regret it now. Fuck all of y'all from here to Nevada. Fuck every off-duty Eric Estrada and his parents in Impala. They feed you fines for open beer and a bottle and open fire on followers like they did to the Diallo. They bring in the mongrels, search your whip. On the first sniff, they'll smell it whether dirt or pip. And God forbid, your man got a nervous twitch. The burst his wig, if it's a chick, murk your bitch. Sick trigger finger with a thirsty itch. Mercenaries with a clip want some no mercy shit. Merciless, that's what they purpose is. That's the perks, the bus perks for purchases. Find a crib in the burbs, go and purchase it. And forget about the inner city's worthless kids. I feel no pity for the fake fucks that rob us and rape us. It's like a bad dream. I wanna wake up, turn your head around. See them flashing blue lights and hear the siren steady sound. That's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast. Now you know you better settle down. Wake up, turn your head around. See them flashing blue lights and hear the siren steady sound. That's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast. Now you know you gon' regret it now. Fuck the FBI, fuck and the CSI, fuck and the rest of the guys that wanna see us fry. See us die, that's BS, let me ask why. Your alerts on high whenever we pass by. Cause the fact we puff fly, but we just high. We ain't tryna be tough guys and beat up guys. We just tryna eat up fries, eat up pies, eat up Doritos and Dunkin' Hines. Till cops cross the line, of course they're called swine.
the pig pen, the uniform's the pork rind. And when the rich slip up, they all blind, but they never turn a blind eye to crimes of the poor kind. It's been a long time coming, I got 4 or 5 summons. Miss court, I see 4 or 5 gunmen with their 45s gunning. Cause rock clubs ain't the only place that they put some 41 in. Wake up, turn your head around, see them flashing blue lights and hear the siren steady sound. That's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast. Now you know you better settle down. Wake up, turn your head around, see them flashing blue lights and hear the siren steady sound. That's the sound of the police, that's the sound of the beast. Now you know you gon' regret it now. Yeah, I gotta apologize to everybody riding dirty in their whip right now for that little siren, that little... I know that scared the shit out of you. I hate it when rappers be doing that shit, man. My bad. I feel your pain, man. Joe, keep your head up. Wake up. Yeah.
Man, oh man, dog. That shit right there, dog. That beat.
Wow. That shit just cut right off.
It did, too. What? No fade on there or nothing.
Caught man, that's a second track. That's what happens when you put 8 songs in a show. All right, let's get into hour 2. All right, man, let's make it quick so more these guys ain't listening to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More Vita.
She got some new picks out there, yeah, man. What magazine? I forget who shot those.
Complex or some shit.
Yeah, man, oh, man.
Uh
oh.
What's
that?
I'm getting boxed.
Oh, okay.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, I better watch. I'm about to get boxed, my man. So.
I'm not scared of boxing.
So, yeah, man, we got the Houston episode coming, man. So, all the Houston artists, man, get your music in. We got a couple, but we need more shit, man. So, if you're from Houston, got that flame, get at us. Shout out to hiphopdirectory.com.
James.
Big shout out to James. Adam over there at smoothbeats.com, man. I'll see you playing the best hip-hop out there, man. Real
24/7, man.
For real.
Backpack and mainstream, man.
For real. Scratchville.com, man. All the mixes over there, man. Check it out.
All 6 of them, motherfucker. All 6 of them.
That's a couple of high quality ones, though. That's for real. That's a couple of high quality ones over there. Shout out to Raz over there at Extravagangsta Radio.
Yeah.
And, oh, there's your favorite person.
No, I already said that. Oh, fuck did that. You? Fuck you, Shum Nation. Yes, sir.
Man, you can get at me, Major, at hoodhype.com. Or you can get at JMac, which is exactly how it sounds, at hoodhype.com. Or you can holler at Fro, P-H-R-O, at hoodhype.com.
Get it right.
And for all you MySpace people out there, man, MySpace.com/hoodhype.
That's a tough one.
Holler at us.
Figure that one out.
Shoot,
that's
man.
It. Let's get out.
Long
see
show. Yeah, I got to get some more beer to drink, man.
Oh, you got one there.
More alcohol. Yeah. Shoot. Y'all got any last words?
No, man.
Nah.
Keep coming to the site.
I'm
comment.
Drunk. For sure.
We want to talk.
I'm drunk.
Definitely, man.
We'll 313-406-7577.
Yep. Episode 53, Houston. That's it for me, man. This is Major.
This is J-Mac.
It's your boy Fro.
Signing off, y'all. Holla.